The engine was almost to where I was lying, when it came opposite, working and puffing, even on the level, and I saw the engineer pass. I stood up and stepped up close to the passing cars. If the guards were watching, I was a less suspicious object standing beside the track. Several closed freight cars passed. Then I saw a low, open car of the sort they call gondolas coming, covered with canvas. I stood until it had almost passed, then jumped and caught the rear hand rods and pulled up. I crawled down between the gondola and the shelter of the high freight car behind. I did not think anyone had seen me. I was holding to the hand rods and crouching low, my feet on the coupling. We were almost opposite the bridge. I remembered the guard. As we passed him, he looked at me. He was a boy, and his helmet was too big for him. I stared at him contemptuously, and he looked away. He thought I had something to do with the train. We were past. I saw him still looking uncomfortable, watching the other cars pass, and I stooped to see how the canvas was fastened. It had grommets and was laced down at the edge with cord. I took out my knife, cut the cord, and put my arm under. There were hard bulges under the canvas that tightened in the rain. I looked up and ahead. There was a guard on the freight car ahead, but he was looking forward. I let go of the handrails and ducked under the canvas, my forehead hitting something that gave me a violent bump, and I felt blood on my face, but I crawled on in and lay flat. Then I turned around and fastened down the canvas. I was in under the canvas with guns. They smelled cleanly of oil and grease. I lay and listened to the rain on the canvas and the clicking of the car over the rails. There was a little light came through, and I lay and looked at the guns. They had their canvas jackets on. I thought they must have been sent ahead from the Third Army. The bump on my forehead was swollen, and I stopped the bleeding by lying still and letting it coagulate, then picked away the dried blood except over the cut. It was nothing. I had no handkerchief, but feeling with my fingers, I washed away where the dried blood had been, with rainwater that dripped from the canvas, and wiped it clean with the sleeve of my coat. I did not want to look conspicuous. I knew I would have to get out before they got to Mestre, because they would be taking care of these guns. They had no guns to lose or forget about. I was terrifically hungry.